ladies and gentlemen, wanderlust enthusiasts, and fellow globetrotters, welcome aboard the thrilling journey of the Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. Get ready to fasten your seatbelts as we embark on a virtual adventure filled with travel tips, upcoming vacation events and deals, and riveting travel reports. Hosted by the one and only travel guru, Dave Bryan, the Bubblehead. This podcast promises to be your ultimate to exploring the world and making the most of your wanderlust. Let's see where the bubbles take us.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of Bubblehead Talks Vacation Podcast, where we explore the world of travel and share insider tips to make your trips unforgettable. I'm Dave, the Bubblehead, your travel guru, and today we're diving into Memorial Day travel tips and top destinations. Whether you're planning a quick getaway or a long weekend adventure, we got you covered.
Attention all travel enthusiasts. Are you ready for the thrill of a lifetime? Bubblehead Vacations presents an exciting upcoming contest that'll have you packing your bags in no time. Here's Dave with all the details.
Hey, travel enthusiasts. Do you feel lucky? Because we have an incredible opportunity just for you. Are you dreaming of the Emerald Isle? Dream no more. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous 5-day Ireland vacation with CIE Tours. And let us help your experience the stunning beauty of Ireland. Imagine yourself exploring lush landscapes, ancient castles, and charming villages with your favorite travel partner. From the majestic cliffs of Moher to vibrant streets of Dublin, every corner of this enchanted country holds a new discovery waiting for you. This is your chance to immerse yourself in the rich history, culture, and breathtaking scenery of Ireland. Whether you're walking through the picturesque countryside or enjoying the lively atmosphere of Irish pubs, this trip promises unforgettable memories. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Enter or win a 5-day Ireland vacation for two by July 14, 2024. Simply visit the link on the screen or go to bubbleheadvacations.com/contest to submit your entry. Good luck, and we can't wait to see who the lucky winner will be. May the luck of the Irish be with you. Hey, it's been an exciting week here at Bubblehead Vacations. We've been busy planning some amazing vacations for our clients and our Bubblehead family. And the travel season is really just heating up as we start the summer, with this weekend being Memorial Day. I know it's been a while since our last podcast, really about 2 months, in fact. Quite an adventure we've been on ourselves, temporarily relocating ourselves to Connecticut for reasons beyond our control. Moving the entire household across several states is no small feat. We had to pack everything up, coordinate the logistics, say goodbye to our old home. One memorable moment from this experience was traveling with our faithful puppy of 13 years, Bailey, who struggles with traveling. We were able to stay in some great pet-friendly places that she really enjoyed, thanks to connections that I've made along the way in my travel industry. That really helped ease the stress of the move. Adapting the new environment has been interesting for the family. We're still working through the transition, as you could expect. It's only been a few weeks, but we're experiencing spring and the associated amazing allergies for the second time. First down in Charleston, we went through spring in February, and now we're April into May here in Groton, Connecticut. And let me tell you, if you haven't done seasonal allergies once in this season, good for you. But there's no joy than having to do it a second time. It's been quite a unique experience getting through the same season twice in 1 year. Groton itself has been a delightful discovery. One of the unique aspects is the terrain. Groton has significantly more hills than Charleston, which has been a great change for Nicole and me as we enjoy our walks. My favorite spot so far is right up the road at Mystic Seaport. It's a charming place with a lot of history and scenic beauty. The community in Groton has started to welcome Bubblehead Vacations pretty warmly. We've joined the Eastern Connecticut Chamber of Commerce, which has opened up some new opportunities for us to connect with local businesses. As for the impact on our business operations, everything has been running as usual. However, we had to pause recording these podcasts until we could get the studio set back up and honestly get that internet sorted out to where I could upload and do the things that everyone expects from the Bubblehead Talks Vacations podcast. Looking ahead, being based in Groton presents all kinds of great new opportunities for us here at Bubblehead Vacations. We're planning to participate in a few bridal shows to discuss honeymoon and wedding destinations, as well as home shows. We're also exploring cruise ports in the Northeast. You've got Boston, New York, and Baltimore, which, yep, even though that bridge collapsed there, they're getting ready to bring that thing open. I don't know, did anybody get to see that bridge they blew up the other day, or at least exploded? That was some pretty cool video. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's on YouTube and a couple other places. It was some interesting things, especially for an old submariner like me. That all being said, exploring those new places and talking to some of my suppliers, having those options available with firsthand knowledge is going to be amazing for me to help out future bubblehead travelers out of the Northeast. Now, with Memorial Day just around the corner, I wanted to share some of the best travel tips and top destinations to make the most of your long weekend coming up. Whether you're hitting the road or taking to the skies, I promise to try to give you some tips that will help ensure a smooth and enjoyable trip. Hey, I am sorry that I was not able to put content or be able to put the podcast out for a couple months. But like I said, sometimes things happen that are beyond your control. I wanted to really get to it. I expected to be able to do it about a month ago, and just I was not happy with the upload speeds of the internet we had. It was making the podcast really choppy, and that just was not satisfactory for me. Before we buckle up and see where the bubbles take us this week, guys, hang on tight, as I got a great contest opportunity coming for you right after this. Hey, all our fellow Bubblehead travelers and adventurers. This is Dave the Bubblehead, your go-to person for all things travel here at Bubblehead Vacations. We've got something super exciting for you. Our Welcome to Connecticut contest is in full swing. And if you haven't joined yet, you're missing out on daily chances to win amazing prizes. From Amazon gift cards to exclusive luggage sets, we're making every day a winning opportunity. Here's the best part. Participating allows you to get expert insights and offers for your next vacation. Whether you dream of sunny beaches or snowy slopes, we're here to make it happen. Entering is easy. Just visit tinyurl.com/BBHW to sign up, or look at the link on the screen. Each entry brings you closer to fabulous daily prizes, and who knows, the next winner could be you. What are you waiting for? Head over to tinyurl.com/BBHW contest. Sign up for the contest and stay tuned for more updates right here. Remember, the fun continues until May 31st. So keep listening, keep entering, and let's make your travel dreams come true. Hello, travelers. Welcome back to the main event, the main content, the thing we're all here to talk about. That's Memorial Day weekend trip tips and top destinations. We're going to talk about some travel tips first, but before I get into that, I've had the opportunity to talk to you about two contests we've got going here from Bubblehead Vacations to help us put on this Bubblehead Talks Vacations podcast. The first contest is we have a big thing where we're giving away a 5-day trip to Ireland via CIE travel. That's awesome stuff there. Make sure you go over there to that link, check that out. It's going to be in the show notes too. The other one is the one we're running just until the 31st of May. It's just us here at Bubblehead putting on a contest to show our appreciation for all the people here in Connecticut and in the Northeast who are welcoming us into the area. Make sure you're checking that out. That link will be in the show notes as well. Very important that you go ahead and do that. All kinds of prizes we're giving away. The big prizes are still coming up. We've got a luggage set valued at over $300 we're giving away as a grand prize. Some travel vouchers for us here at Bubblehead Vacations, some Amazon gift cards, and some luggage tags. So just make sure you're checking those out. It's always a great thing to do for us, and we love putting on contests to get everybody excited about what's going on, which is travel. So back to the main event, Memorial Day weekend and some travel tips. The first one I'm going to tell you, and honestly, it's not just a Memorial Day travel trip. It's an anytime travel tip, and that's a plan ahead. Make sure you plan ahead, especially on busy weekends. Memorial Day, I'll tell you a bigger one, July 4th, which is coming up. I can't wait to tell you what's going on July 4th with the Bryant household. But if you've been a follower of us on social media, but that being said, Memorial Day, plan ahead. It is a unbelievable popular travel time of the year. It's a 3-day weekend. Most people use some time to get it to 4 or 5 days. It is unbelievably popular, especially if you're in the Northeast. It's really starting to get warm. That ground's thawed out. Things have greened up. It's a great time to get out and kind of explore. It is unbelievably popular. So you got to book your accommodations and transportation way early to get the best deals. I know that I'm recording this on Monday before Memorial Day weekend, and it's not going to come out until tomorrow on Tuesday. And a lot of people aren't going to start listening to it till Wednesday or Thursday, or even after already on travel. File this away. If you didn't get into the great deals going into Memorial Day, let's think about July 4th. Let's think about Labor Day. Let's think about Christmas of next year. Got some great opportunities on all that. Just make sure that you understand that if you plan well enough ahead, it's not going to be an issue. But there's still time to plan ahead. It's Tuesday, Wednesday. You're not traveling until Thursday or Friday. Make sure you're looking at where you're going to stay, things you're going to do. Get in the know. For instance, Disney World from this weekend through Labor Day requires a lot of planning if you're going to go down there. If you're heading down to Disney this weekend, one, I'm jealous. Two, if you're going to Disney World or Disneyland, or maybe you're heading out to Aulani out on Hawaii, hey, great stuff. I love all the Disney things. That being said, if you need Disney tips, hey, reach out. I'm not charging for things if I can help in any way. That's just how I am. I love Disney, everything Disney. If you know anything about me, you know that's the thing. And I would that's what got us into the travel business in the first place, or one of the things. So if there's something I can do to help you enjoy Disney more, reach out. If you're going out this weekend, hey, just give me a text, call, Facebook message, whatever. I will gladly help. So the first tip, plan ahead. Second thing, pack smart. Okay, pack smart. You got a lot of unpredictable weather this time of year. If you're heading down the southeast, you know you got thunderstorms rolling in. If you're up here in the northeast, you know that spring's starting to cool, but you always get that water coming in off the coast. If you're heading to a tropical island, you know it's going to rain at least at one point during the day, and then it's going to be sunny the rest. So you just got to make sure you pack for unpredictable weather, pack layers. You never know when it's going to cool off. Here in the evening, you get this breeze off the seacoast here in Groton, Connecticut. It's a little bit cooler than what we're used to. Not complaining about it, just trying to adapt and get to it. But layers help. You have that little thin jacket you can put on over top of that t-shirt, you're working around. Don't forget essentials like sunscreen and a reusable water bottle. Consider making a checklist to ensure you got everything you need. If I'm traveling on Friday, you better bet that we've got a checklist rolling here, at least probably starting today on Tuesday. There's no problem at all to sit down and write out that checklist. Always include items that help me manage stress. I don't know, it seemed the older I've gotten, you would think the more I wouldn't stress about travel or things, but I will tell you, I stress about unpredictable things a little more than I used to. So I'd bring things like stress balls. A map is a must because I found myself off the beaten path on road trips with no cell service, where that Google Maps or that Waze isn't working. I make sure I have an atlas, a road map, something in the car to help me get us to the right place, even if I end off that beaten track. So first two, plan ahead. Second one's pack smart. Third one's travel light. Avoid checked luggage if you can. I will tell you that I struggle with this. I always want to bring too much, but that goes into this packing smart. But I will tell you, it'll save you time and hassle at the airport if you stick to carry on and pack versatile clothing items that you can mix and match. Let me just give you an example. I just had to travel last week. I was in California. I didn't take a lot of pictures and everything because it wasn't a fun travel trip. That's a story for a whole different day. That all being said, I flew on Monday and I flew again on the red eye Thursday night. Ended up having to change planes because of a flight delay Thursday into Friday. It was a big mess. Surprisingly, my checked luggage made the trip, but I was worried about it. If I had been able to condense down into a small carry-on that I could have brought on the flight, never would have been a problem. Fourth one, stay safe. Follow local guidelines and health protocols, especially if you're visiting crowded places. Just make sure to pay attention to local news for the latest updates and advisories. I will tell you, I pay more attention to the local news of where I'm going. The amazing thing about the internet is if, let's say, for example, I was in California last week, city I was in. I was watching our local news online just to get a feel of what was going on, things I might need to worry about, things that would keep me safe. I made sure I knew up front. So the first four, plan ahead, pack smart, travel light, stay safe. Fifth one, especially if you're doing a road trip, car maintenance. If you're driving, make sure your car is in good shape and is roadworthy. Up here in the Northeast, you're coming out of a hard winter, you're getting ready to go into spring. Get that car in there, make sure they check the oil, tire pressure, ensure you have a roadside emergency kit. Traffic can be very heavy on weekends like this. I know we're not looking to go very far when we go to travel this weekend, and honestly, we're talking about going to New York City this weekend. I've got an amazing daughter who's coming up a Memorial Day weekend in New York City. We're going to try and have lunch with her on Sunday. Speaking of amazing daughters, I have another amazing daughter, Caitlin. She's got a birthday tomorrow. When this podcast comes out, hey, Caitlin, if you're listening, happy birthday. If you see my daughter around, make sure you wish her a happy birthday. I'm super proud of all my kids. That includes Elijah, which is the third party in the family tree there. Elijah is doing awesome and well, and Anyways, I brought up all three kids, so done my job there. But anyways, if you see Caitlin, her birthday is tomorrow. Make sure you wish her a happy birthday. Car maintenance, that's where we were at. Traffic can be heavy on a busy weekend. Just make sure you're doing that. We're actually going to take the train now to New York City. It's going to be a first for us. We're excited, and then there's that whole nerve stress thing we're talking about. Six things, navigation tools. Have reliable navigation tools. I talked about having a map. I talked about using Waze. I'm a big fan of using Waze on road trips. But like I said, you might find yourself off the beaten path, someplace without cell service. Having that map or a road atlas will do a lot to help. Entertainment. Prepare entertainment for the journey, especially if you're traveling with kids. I will tell you, we've downsized and no longer have the minivan. We went through three different minivans. All of them had the ability to show movies. That was an unbelievable thing that saved us on this. Nowadays, Nicole and I are a lot more into podcasts. We don't listen to a lot of the same ones, even though she's got me into watching the New York Rangers and following the New York Rangers. And I do believe they're the team of destiny, and they are in the third round of the playoffs that start this week. So we're all very excited. But just make sure you have whatever you need for the trip. Like that trip to California last week, I had some stuff downloaded from Netflix on my phone ready to go just in case the entertainment didn't work on the airplane. So that worked out really well. It would have worked out. So say I'm going to go on a road trip like this weekend when we're going down to New York City for a day. For that train ride, I'm going to make sure I've got something on my phone I can listen to occupy myself. All that stuff is super important. Stuff you need to try to make sure you taken care of. Let's go back over these tips one more time. You got to plan ahead. You got to pack smart. You got to travel light. You got to stay safe. You got to have car maintenance done if you're using your car. Navigation tools to make sure you get there on time. And you got to make sure you have your entertainment set up. Make sure you pack some headphones or earbuds just to listen to entertainment. We'll try to be a good neighbor and not blast somebody out. Make sure that you're taking the steps to significantly improve your travel experience, ensuring that you can relax and enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Hey, I've got some exciting news coming up. Hang on, we'll be back after this to talk about top destinations. Hey, travel enthusiasts. We have a fun and easy way for you to win a set of two exclusive Bubblehead Vacations luggage tags. All you have to do is share your favorite travel photos or memories on social media using the hashtag BubbleheadTags. Show us where you've been, your dream destinations, or even your best travel tips. By using this hashtag, you'll be entered for a chance to win a stylish set of Bubblehead Vacations luggage tags, perfect for your next adventure. It couldn't be easier. This is an ongoing giveaway, and we'll be drawing a winner each month. For example, we'll draw the winner of May on June 1st. So keep sharing and tagging your travels. Thanks for participating, and don't forget to follow us for more exciting travel opportunities and giveaways. Happy travels. Hey, and welcome back, everybody. Hopefully you checked that out. That's a third contest. That's three contests we're running right now. We've got the big contest for the 5 days in Ireland. We've got the Welcome to Connecticut contest, which is going to have different prizes every day from now until the 31st of May. And on top of that, you just share that hashtag Bubblehead Tags along with some social media posts, and we're going to pull one lucky winner for a set of luggage tags every month. There'll be one for May. We'll do it again in June. And we'll see where it goes from there. Anyways, that's three contests we're running. So hopefully everybody's paying attention. Participate. Let's have some fun. Let's give away some cool stuff. All travel related. All from Bubblehead Vacations. That all being said, let's get into the second part and the final part of this Memorial Day weekend travel tips. And now we're going to get into some of the top destinations for Memorial Day weekend. First one right off the bat, national parks. Perfect for outdoor enthusiasts considering visiting parks like Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, or Yosemite. Those destinations offer breathtaking scenery, hiking trails, and unique wildlife experiences. Personal favorite of mine, a memory of mine that I have with the family when everybody was much younger and even I was much smaller. I happened to go into Northern California up into Sequoia. We stayed out of the national park, got to walk along the Sequoia. As the weather was warming up, it was really this time of year. It was May. It was towards the end of the school year for the kids. Moved from San Diego to the southern Maine. And in that trip, we went up north, got to hang out in the Sequoias. I tell you what, unbelievable trip. If you can always connect with wildlife and get back to the roots of being outside, I'm all for it. It's something to do. Second top destination is any kind of a beach getaway. I'm going to tell you right now, if it's a beach, We're in as a family. It's kind of our thing. Enjoy the sun and surf at popular spots like where we were just at in South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, Destin, or even the Outer Banks. These beaches offer activities for all ages, from water sports to relaxing on the sand. For me, find me a lounge chair on the beach if it's in the water or out. Get that phone, make it go away, get as far away from it as possible, and just enjoy being out in the serenity, the waves hitting the sand, just sitting there. I tell you what, there's nothing more liberating than just letting it all go and hanging out on the beach. It's a personal thing of mine. That's why I love cruises so much, just the sound of seas, being out there among the ocean. It's just a vibe you can't replicate anywhere else. It's something I'm all about, especially down in the Caribbean. Love it more than anything. Or back in my second home of Guam in the Pacific. Both two places I recommend and beach getaways you can't have enough of. The third one, top destination. Third one, city escapes. To mix a culture and fun, check out cities like New Orleans, Chicago. You can never go wrong if you're in San Diego and you go to Old Town. I will tell you, some of the culture there and the food is unbelievable. It's funny. I was talking to a bunch of people today. We were all just happened to get on the topic of San Diego and how I could go there and eat tacos out of food trucks all day. And then another personal favorite of Nicole and mine, if you listen to us, we got some podcast episodes about it. We really took to Savannah, Georgia. Unbelievable culture there. Unbelievable things to do. And it's kind of got a spooky vibe to it. So there's all kinds of ghost tours there. We really enjoy being there. I recommend it to anybody. Number four, top destination, historical sites. Visit landmarks like Washington, D.C., Williamsburg, or even right up the road from here where we are now in Groton, Connecticut, Boston, to honor the holiday significance. These destinations provide a deep dive in American history and are perfect for a reflective and educational trip. Whenever I go to Boston, we do the Heritage Trail. I will tell you, there's so much to learn in these towns, these cities that have been around for as long as the country, or if not longer, has been the United States of America. And there's so much to learn from the time there. And it also helps to ring true the things and the reason for Memorial Day and the remembrance that's associated with it. I will never forget that, especially somebody who served. This holiday always means a lot to me because it's for those people, in memorial of those who lost their lives in defending our country. And I can't say enough about that. If you can get some time, remember that this weekend, make sure you set some time aside to think about those who fought so hard for our country. Right now in our country, you got people that were very happy to pick at each other and fight with each other. But I will tell you, there's some common bond in the fact that it is okay for us to disagree, but it's completely okay for us to love each other still. And that's what makes this country so great. But off the soapbox, on to number five. The number fifth top destination, and I've talked about a little bit, is theme parks. We are a Disney World family. We love Disney World. Disney does not sponsor me, doesn't support this podcast. There's no paid advertising here. They don't cut me any breaks. We love Disney. We are Disney fanatics here in this family and in my family. My wife and I, we go all the time. We've got bumper stickers. We got everything. I'm still training for the Dopey Challenge in January. You probably saw me run a marathon for the first time this last January. I'm going to go back and try to attack it with a much better base this time around. That all being said, theme parks, and it doesn't have to be Disney. You can go to Universal Studios, SeaWorld, Six Flags, whatever it is. Most of them are, especially up here in the Northeast, are opening right about now over Memorial Day. They normally have specials. I know Disney's running a couple. If you're interested in going to Disney and you just need some help, advice, you need some help planning, tackling any of that, please hit me up. Number six, scenic road trips. Sometimes journey is important as a destination. Plan on a scenic road trip along routes like the Pacific Coast Highway or the Blue Ridge Parkway. I will tell you, I was on the Pacific Coast Highway just last week. There's just something about riding along that Pacific Coast in California. To the left, as I'm driving north from LA, on the left I've got the beach and the ocean, and on the right you have the view of those mountains, and it is just something incredible about that view. Now don't get me wrong, I love my East Coast too, but there is just something about that Pacific Coast Highway that's special. You can sit on the beach and just take in some beautiful views. I was able to park, sit, take it in for a few minutes, talked about it, unplugging the headphones, unplugging from the stress that is this world sometimes, and just sat there for 20 minutes and just thanked the greater being for everything that we have and the opportunity to just sit and relax. Hey, top destinations for Memorial Day weekend. National parks is one. Beach getaways is two. City escapes is three. And it doesn't matter what kind of city you're into. There's all of them over here in the United States. Four is historical sites. Remember to pay homage to Memorial Day weekend and the meaning of it. Five is going to be theme parks. If you're into theme parks and you want to go do roller coasters, hey, there's some great ones out there. Just go do you. And six is scenic road trips. There's nothing cooler than hopping in that car and go grab an old highway that's been around forever. Hey, each of these destinations has something to offer. Whether you're looking for adventure, relaxation, or a bit of both, remember to consider your interests and those of your travel companions when choosing your destinations. Hey, hopefully I've given you some stuff. I know Memorial Day weekend is just this weekend. I'm calling this things, but I will tell you, you can apply this to any of these big holiday weekends that are coming up. You've got July 4th. You've got Labor Day. Now is the time to plan those. If I can help here at Bubblehead Vacations, I'll do that. Hey, I do appreciate it because I'm the Bubblehead and that's what I do. Hey, as we wrap up, remember to plan ahead, pack smart, and choose a destination that suits your interests. Whether you're hitting the beach, exploring a city, or venturing the great outdoors, make the most of your Memorial Day weekend. Hey, we'd love to hear about your old travel experiences. Hey, you can catch us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, you name it. We've got a platform for you. All it is Bubblehead Vacations. Hashtag things Memorial Travel with Bubblehead. Make sure that you're hanging out, seeing with us. I'd be interested to see what you're doing this weekend. Look for us. We're going to be in New York City. You know me. I'm going to post things. Make sure you check it out. Hey, make sure you're joining those contests. Go through the show notes. Go check out us on YouTube and see the links in person, what we're in. We've got three contests running right now. If you can't win some swag from Bubblehead right now, I tell you what, you're just not trying, man. We are trying to give away as much as we can. There's nothing better, at least for me, than seeing other people happy. And the one thing I can do that is just give you anything from a $10 Amazon gift card, just a little bit of discount on some travel or some luggage tags. And hey, we got a luggage set coming up too. So anyways, make sure you're checking that out. Thanks for tuning in to Bubblehead Talks Vacations. I know I said I was going to be better about this year. Life just threw me a big monkey wrench, but we're figuring it out. We're going to do great. We're going to get this thing up every week. Listen to us on Tuesday. We're going to have a Bubblehead Facebook Live this Thursday. Hopefully you can join us there. Link will be in the show notes. Make sure you follow us, share the episode, and leave a review. Your support helps us grow and brings even more great travel content. In fact, thanks to your support, we recently helped a couple plan a fantastic trip to the Dominican Republic. They had a wonderful time, recharged and reconnected, and that's what it's all about. That's my mission in this world, to try to get everybody where they need to be. Super excited they were able to hook up with me. We were able to get them out the door on that plane to Dominican Republic. They had a great time in Punta Cana. Anyways, that's a topic for a different day. Looking ahead, we have some exciting episodes planned, including tips for summer travel and a deep dive into a cruise vacation, which me and the clan are getting together for my 50th this summer. It's going to be great. Anyways, hey, appreciate everything everybody's done. Make sure you check out those contests. And until next time, take a deep breath and let's see where those bubbles take us.
And that, my fellow adventurers, wraps up another exhilarating episode of Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the ride, but the adventure doesn't end here. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and catch every episode from Dave the Bubblehead. Share your travel tales and experiences with us too. Connect with the Bubblehead on social media and be part of our amazing travel community. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, every journey starts with a deep breath. So let's see where the bubbles take us.